What for you was the most important thing about WDR 2004?
The WDR 2004 really put in front of us all the problem of how governments deliver services to poor people, how poor the quality generally is, how disempowered people are to change that, and what might be the strategies through both the what's called the short route and the long route to really get significant improvements in not only the services, but the results of those services in people's lives.
And what do you think we've learned that we didn't know then?
Well, we've probably learned most how to measure how significant the problem is and to really unpack dimensions of service delivery quality. So, for example, the Service Delivery Indicators Project at the World Bank has learned to measure in a way that can be compared across countries, not just the inputs to services, but what providers know, what doctors, health workers, teachers know, and what they do, how they behave. Do they, in the case of health workers, do they follow kind of standard diagnostic protocols? In the case of teachers, how much time on task do they spend? Really digging deep and saying, what are the dimensions of service delivery quality is one of the things that we've learned to do. What we haven't learned as well to do, I think, is really identify in any generalizable way what the solutions are, how to improve service delivery quality in ways that sort of can be replicated from one context to another. And I think that's because what really matters is the context.
And do you think that data and technology can live up to the hype when it comes to empowering citizens?
So nothing can ever live up to the hype. And certainly I think the kind of gee whiz feature of many of the technology-enabled ideas, you know, the kind of SMS feedback from citizens about the quality of services to district officials with the expectation that they're going to take some action to improve service delivery. I think many of those are still in the kind of training wheels phase and are not living up to the hype across, you know, the many contexts in which they're being used. I think there are other examples of more systematic collection of information. For example, the citizen-led learning assessments that OSSER in India has pioneered and that have been adapted in East and West Africa, those are examples where information is really changing the conversation about learning outcomes in large school systems. So I think there's whether those will live up to what might be called the hype or not is something that an evaluation is being done about right now, so we'll learn more soon. But I think that those have so far shown a little bit more legs than some of the more technology-enabled work.
Finally, if you had to sum up what it will take to deliver services that work for the poor in 60 seconds, how would you do it?
I think it'll take experimentation. I really think what we need to focus on is finding organizations, individuals, both in government and in the private sector, in country, embedded in their local circumstances, who have an understanding of what's wrong, what in a particular place is separating the service providers from the communities they are to serve, what's separating the government officials from those frontline workers. Really understanding that in a local context and enabling local activists and researchers and providers of services to experiment and learn what works in their own settings. That's what I think it'll take. It is a long, complicated road.